I've got a question from Michael Perry for you, Kat. Says, why don't humans have a mating season like other animals?
Maybe do.
Maybe you do, I don't know.
It's called Friday night.
Very regular mating season. Times a week.
Many animals do have a mating season. Sort of dogs come into season. If you have foxes in your back garden, you'll very much know that foxes do have a mating season. They're really annoying and very prominent about it. But humans don't really. And there's been quite a lot of discussion on the Naked Scientist Forum as to why this might be. But it's mainly, I think, because humans have evolved not to need one. Many animals do have a mating season because their food resources or the temperature where they live changes throughout the year. So you want your babies to be born at the optimum conditions where they're going to survive, where there's lots of food to nourish the mother during her pregnancy, when there's a nice warm temperature for the babies to be born in so they're not going to freeze, and, you know, when it's not obviously really wet or really horrible. But with humans, because for a long time we've lived in habitats like caves, we've had been able to stabilise our temperatures through clothing, we've been able to sort of farm and all that kind of stuff, probably we've just evolved not to need a mating season, and we have very regular ovulation that's hidden most of the time. It depends on the papers you read whether you believe that or not. So there's no real need for us to have a mating season. Though I did read an interesting paper, I think, that the weights of babies generally born change throughout the year depending on whether your mother was pregnant during the harvest season or not, whether your mother had more sort of food during pregnancy. So there may be a hangover from that, but certainly in the modern world, there's no real need for a mating season for humans.